Unemployment, of course, is high and higher than we would normally assume in countries that are driven by poverty. Amongst the eight countries, the average unemployment rate, this is 2012, I should say, is 23%. Unemployment is really only one of the small issues of young people in Africa. And I think of even greater concern is the quality of employment. We need to bear in mind that most young people are engaged in employment in these countries.
Now, this report says that youth unemployment rates increase with the level of education. Can you explain what that means?
Yes, absolutely. What we find is, in general, the level of educational attainment in these countries is still quite low, and very low by the international standards. In fact, in all of the countries except for Tanzania, I believe, you still have 50% of the youth population that finish their education at the primary level or less. So what this means is that you have the majority of the youth population that still has a very low base of education. And what the unskilled youth population has to do is go out and earn a living. And they do that by self-employment, selling on the street or whatever. Working conditions are very difficult, but still they are earning an income. The unemployed, on the other hand, do tend to be those who have invested in their education and are holding out for a higher skilled job. And the reality is that these higher skilled jobs are very few and far between. That's the main reason why we see higher youth unemployment rates amongst the educated.
And here we're talking about graduates, are we?
Exactly. We're talking about the young graduate. There's a supply-side issue, mainly that these young graduates are increasing and the number of available jobs are simply not enough to fulfill them. But there's also a demand-side issue, which is that a lot of the employers are saying that the young graduates don't have the technical expertise that they're looking for, or they don't have the amount of working experience that they're looking for.
Now, is this across all the eight sub-Saharan African countries where this survey was conducted?
It is, absolutely. It's quite standard that graduate unemployment is higher than low-skilled unemployment. But at the same time, I don't want to give off the message that it doesn't pay off to invest in the education, because it does, by all means.
But when a graduate does not find a job immediately after finishing school, of course, he or she gets frustrated, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. One other important aspect here is when we talk about the graduate unemployed, they do tend to come from wealthier households. They have already been born into some sort of beneficial situation. But still, there's no denying the fact that these young people get extremely frustrated. I've met many of them, and it's obvious their frustration, and you feel for them. A lot of them have no option but to turn overseas.
And then we complain about brain drain.
Exactly, which is a huge concern in the region.
What can be done to ensure that young people actually do get jobs?
See, it's the golden question, and the governments are trying extremely hard. Most of the countries that we looked at here have now invested a great deal of effort in developing youth policies, and they're trying very hard to strengthen the investment in the education system, but not just the formal education system, also the technical vocational education system, which I think holds a great deal of opportunities for many of these young people. There's investing also in apprenticeship programs, which more or less guarantee those with the technical education access to a job at the time that they finish their training. Other policies are going to be much more long-term. These are the policies where they're really trying to invest in macroeconomic growth. Those will have long-term payoffs, strengthening their tax base so that the country's not so reliant on foreign direct investment and remittances.
I've heard people talk about the role that agriculture can play in creating jobs for young people. Does it have any role?
Absolutely. And in the report, we present as a good practice a very innovative agricultural center that you might have heard of. It's called the Sanghai Center in Benin. It's a good practice in the sense that it really aims to keep young people on the land. And here we're talking about young people of all skills level. So if you are a young person with no education, they will train you and raise your productivity, show you what you can do to make a productive living from the land. If you are a young graduate, they'll show you how to scale up agricultural production, and then you can yourself become an employer of many of these young people who are also looking for work. It's really a center that is taking off in terms of international attention, and hopefully one that will be replicated in other countries.